You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it just gets sunnier from now on. We'll learn about the science of the winter solstice.
First, almost a quarter of Wisconsin schools are reporting that they're having a hard time hiring teachers. A report from the Public Policy Forum earlier this year showed that the state lost 2.4% of its teachers from 2010 to 2014, while the number of students in public schools held steady.
According to a new Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, some educators are blaming Act 10. It's now been about 5 years since Governor Walker passed the law, which had a major impact on collective bargaining, especially in the education sector.
Dave Umhafer joins us now to tell us more. He's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His article on Act 10 and Wisconsin's teacher shortage is posted on the Central Time Facebook page. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, first off, how widespread is the teacher shortage?
Well, there's debate about that, but if you ask a school superintendent, especially in rural areas, they will definitely tell you that they're getting far fewer applicants than they used to. They're having trouble finding substitute teachers. It takes longer to fill openings. It's a pretty significant situation. It isn't affecting every district, so hasn't reached like a full-blown crisis yet, but it's definitely noticeable for many, many districts.
And when we look at how many young people are training, going to school to become teachers here in Wisconsin, what do we see?
Yeah, there's been a drop-off in people entering education schools with the intention of becoming teachers. And it's really about 6 years running now. Some of that's to be expected. The economy's improving. Private sector jobs, in some respects, pay more at the entry level. And the teacher market has always been sort of sensitive to the economy in cycles. But, you know, it's down 30% in a period of about 5 years. And it's entering a long period of drought here, and there's uncertainty about whether it's going to change anytime soon.
Now, it sounds like some educators think that you want to find the cause for the teacher shortage. You look at Act 10, that's when everything went south. Is there data to back that up?
I mean, it's a tempting target because it was such a prominent situation with collective bargaining going away, the protests in Madison, all the negativity about teaching and so forth. And so what you're seeing is veteran educators especially really wanting to place the blame on Act 10, but it's really just one of the factors. The downturn in the number of students entering the teaching market started before Act 10, and that really needs to be pointed out. Plus, Veronica, there's a lot of other changes that are playing a role here. Teachers have less authority. They have less freedom. It's harder to enter the profession. There's more testing to get in. There's tougher evaluations. There's more standardized tests. So there's been a loss of kind of independence. So what you've got overall is it's harder to get in. It's harder work, longer hours. The pay is somewhat less predictable than it was during the collective bargaining heyday. And some of the special kind of job protections have gone away. So if you throw all that in the pot, Act 10 and all these other factors, it's a lot to overcome.
And Dave, you've got a list in your piece about some of the reasons that teachers that there are grounds for dismissal for teachers around the state. Can you tell us a few of them?
Sure. The you know, what happened was that very few teachers were outright fired under the old collective bargaining agreements. It was a little bit looser in terms of conduct and misconduct. And now things like, you know, smoking on school grounds, boisterous behavior, things like that can get you disciplined or fired. And some of them are kind of vague, and they make teachers concerned when they read things in their employee handbook, like you must remain positive about your school district, even in your off hours. So, you know, what exactly does that mean, and how does that play out when you're thinking about posting something on Facebook or things like that? So job security is definitely down, and the rule books are a lot thicker in terms of what teachers, even dress codes, teachers having to conform much more rigidly to professional dress codes.
We're talking with Dave Umhafer right now. He's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's with us now to talk about a teacher shortage in many Wisconsin school districts. And Dave, you talked to some people who were students looking to become teachers. What did they tell you about the experience for them?
You know, the students we talked to are so passionate. You know, they heard about Act 10. Obviously, they were in high school probably, but they went ahead and went to school for it anyways, and they hung in there. And there's kind of a generational divide. I mean, the kids who are getting into it, they weren't part of the union collective bargaining era, and they don't really know, in a sense, what they might be missing. So they tend to be more positive about it. But there's still definitely a drop-off in the number of students getting into it. One of the union leaders we talked to in Green Bay said that, you know, she still feels positive about the future of the profession because these students that are coming out are so well-versed, and they're getting better training, and they're still super passionate. So that was kind of an upbeat way that we ended the story.
And one aspect you look at, a possible silver lining, is that there could be greater flexibility for teachers to have a better salary hope of more raises in the future, and the way that might happen now as opposed to before Act 10. What do you see there?
Absolutely. It's kind of haves and have-nots. If your district can afford to pay you a bonus to stay or pay you a hiring bonus to take you away from another school district, you might get $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 more than you would have in the old days. But on the flip side, teachers can no longer count on getting regular raises. You might see a number of teachers getting zero or very small inflationary raises, where in the past they could look at a salary grid and say, all right, I started at $30,000, but you know, in 20 years, I'm going to be making $70,000. And those days are pretty much gone, so it's far less certain as to financial planning, looking ahead and saying, how am I going to be doing?
Now, one thing in Wisconsin that you examine is the attitude toward teachers and what sort of esteem teachers are held in this state as an Act 10 state now. So what do we know about how teachers are thought of in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, the Act 10, the protests were such a hot, red-hot moment, and many teachers, of course, left their districts for days at a time to join in the protests, and the protests went on for so long that there was definitely a backlash against teachers, including among family members of teachers, and it was heartbreaking for us to talk to so many teachers who have lost touch with friends and family members because they heard from their loved ones that, hey, you guys are overpaid, or you should take a hit on your pension and so forth. And that, you know, that kind of fight didn't really play out in a lot of other states. So, and even 5 years later, it still burns people. So it's just a cloud that kind of hangs over the profession here.
And did you see that cloud, you know, having a bit of a shadow over some of these young students you talked to who were going into teaching in Wisconsin?
Well, I'll tell you, the sad stories we heard about students in high school who wanted to become teachers and were talked out of it by, you know, their favorite teacher. And if you think about the word of mouth effect, Veronica, you know, tens of thousands of teachers, very, very negative with their own students and family and friends about joining this profession, the ripple effect of that across the state is, it's like this giant, you know, negative marketing campaign against teaching. And there are many teachers we talk to who are upset at their fellow teachers for being so negative, because it's really starting to affect the supply of people entering the profession.
We leave it there. Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. It was great.
That was Dave Umhafer. He's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he was with us there talking about a teacher shortage in many Wisconsin school districts and why that might be.